said, harm.
The freedom gained in the United States has carried a price tag. The many men and women who have made sacrifices for our nation. But Monday, communities all over the region took time out to honor those who have served. Hundreds of small flags were placed on the gravestones of the war dead that lined a large area inside Forest Lawn Cemetery off Main Street. Members of ROTC programs at South Park and McKinley High School were assisting. So Mika Harris-Reed is with the ROTC program at McKinley. It was her fourth year of placing those flags.
And the first time I did it, I was absolutely amazed. Like, because I never visit this cemetery, I was absolutely amazed how many were here and how many flags we had to plant. And if you look back, it's like a sea of American flags, and I feel honored that they fought for our country.
That honor is exactly what veterans want the next generations of Americans to realize. Joey Yakovac is a Boy Scout from Troop 42 at St. Mark Church in North Buffalo.
Usually we come out here every year to do this, you know, because we need to put in some service hours, and it's just, you know, a nice thing to do for all these veterans and all of our fallen heroes. I mean, what else can we do, you know?
For many years, this Boy Scout troop has been placing these flags at Forest Lawn. Joe Hassett is an assistant scout master with Troop 42.
It's a matter of citizenship and respect. We come here twice a year, Memorial Day and Veterans Day, to place the flags on the tombstones of the soldiers that have served. And it's an honor to be able to do it.
Hassett tells WBFO News it especially hits home with members this year.
We actually have an Eagle Scout out of our troop who's serving in Afghanistan right now. He's on his third or fourth tour, I'm not honestly sure. But went from the local area and being an Eagle to West Point and now serves in the Army.
Hassett noted the numbers of flags placed at the graves widens each year.
It's quite a sight, actually. Many times I'll drive by, you know, later and just realize, you know, the magnificence and the sacrifice that was given here.
After the flags were all placed, a service was held where various members of the local military group spoke about the importance of honoring all those who have served their country. Director of Veterans Benefits Administration in Buffalo, Donna Terrell, spoke of the 22 million living veterans that need to be honored.
It's a day for remembrance, gratitude, and exhortation. Today we remember the sacrifices of veterans who have gone before us, thank those veterans still in our midst, and exhort each other and our young to live up to their example of selfless sacrifice for the common good.
Erie County Commander of the American Legion, Thomas Deinsner, delivered a keynote address at the events.
Veterans Day is set aside as a day to honor those living veterans, as well as those soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines that are still serving to protect the freedoms we have today.
Deinsner also spoke of recognizing women now serving in the military. He says they are a vital force in today's defense.
Women are our major contributors to our military presence in Afghanistan, and many have given their lives in the war on terrorism. The American Legion recently issued a report calling upon the VA to improve its response to the unique needs of women veterans. The VA and military health system need to adequately treat breast and cervical cancer, as well as trauma that resulted from domestic violence, sexual harassment, and assault.
Deinsner noted that America is home to more than 1.2 million women veterans that he says deserve support, respect, and gratitude. Toward the end of the ceremony, the military delivered their special recognition. It included a moment of silence, a traditional military gun salute, and playing taps to honor veterans for their courage and self-sacrifice. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.